Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
I'm so excited that you're with us today. This show is going to be great. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Remember, the choices that we make every single day, that's what matters. Our choices matter more than anything else we have when it comes to our health. Our health really is our greatest wealth. Now, there's a lot of talk right now about money and finances and the economy and inflation and all these other kind of things. But I don't think you really need to focus on anything more than putting health as a priority. Because right now, if you have your health, you can manage anything else. But when you begin to lose your health, that's when it becomes a struggle, right? So on this show, we want to help you. We want to help you grow. We want to help you get better, healthier, more fit. We want to help you just have the kind of energy that you want to have. And you can call on the show anytime. We'd love to have you call in. You can send me emails. You can get on social media and send me stuff through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of those. And we take all of that in and make it part of the show. And also, you can send us a chat too as well, depending on where you're watching this and when you're watching it. If you're catching it live, then of course we'll be able to answer you on the spot. But we're excited. It's going to be a great show. And we're taking your calls. First, though, I want to get into something. Well, actually, we're going to get to the calls first, but I'm going to get into what I call stress. And we all know that's a big deal, but chronic stress has a lot of implications on the body. And one thing that people don't tell you about is that there's actually a protein that scientists have found that keeps you from actually losing body fat. So if you see someone that's excessively stressed out, right, or, you know, maybe it's a mom, and she has a family to take care of, kids, three kids, and she's also working a job. Have you ever seen that? And so they get really stressed out, and they don't really know, like, how to manage it. And what happens is, in a situation like that, is they put themselves last, okay? Any moms, are you with me? Any grandmas out there that have, like, been, I've been doing that my whole life? And it's true. And what happens is the chronic stress over time, or if it's a man, right, working two or three jobs just to make enough to pay the bills for a family or for yourself, or maybe you've been excessively in debt, whatever it is. But those kind of core issues create chronic stress. Maybe it's a bad relationship, something along those lines. Anytime you find something that is like that in a relationship setting or a work setting or a family setting, and it produces the chronic stress, that's the main thing that drives this hormone called cortisol. When cortisol is elevated, okay, it can be that way for a little bit because we all want our bodies to function in what we call fight or flight. So if the tiger was coming to kill you, right, you would want the cortisol to kick in so you could, and the endorphins and everything else, so you can run and get out of there, right? That's how we hear about somebody, you know, a mom sees a baby trapped and she all of a sudden has all this superhuman strength to be able to get that baby out of danger or whatever it is. That is cortisol and norepinephrine, epinephrine, and that goes through the system that lets our body have this supernatural kind of energy. Well, cortisol, we need that, but not all the time. And that's the key. So managing cortisol levels is a big deal, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. I want to get to that. But first, I know you're lining up on the phones. Let's go to the first one and talk to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
I took care of my husband because he had dementia until he passed on. What I would do is I would go to the dollar store and buy the little wooden birdhouses and paint. And we would sit at our table, and we would paint birdhouses. Or I would go to my sock drawer, undo all the socks, and bring them out to the table, and I would say, honey, do you mind mating the socks for me? With a big smile on his face, he was glad to. And so they may not all be done, but right, but they were all done, and it gave him something to do to feel important. And they've got to feel needed. And so this is some of the things that I did for him, and he was happy when he was doing these things. So it just little things like that, and it and then praise them for the good job that they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very necessary. I'm glad you're bringing that up. God bless you.
So, you know, God bless you too. And when you're taking care of someone with dementia, it's tough. It really is. There's no easy way around it. But the one thing that I hear from you that's really, really great, Sarah, is that, you know, you're creating an environment for him that is extremely positive. And you're also creating an environment for him that allows him to for his brain to function at its best level that it can for where he is right now. Dementia is really interesting because it comes in waves. And sometimes they call it a slow degeneration where a person, you know, the memory, of course, is the issue. But it comes in waves where all of a sudden they seem alert and they seem like there's, you know, they're with you. And then there's times where they don't, right? So when you create environments like you're doing, I think it's a great thing because you're putting him in a place where he's happy. Remember, the number one thing that creates happiness for anyone, believe it or not, it's not entertainment, which we think, you know, a lot of times that it is. It's not. The number one event or thing in our lives that we can have that creates happiness is progress. Progress in anything in life will create happiness. So if you're playing a game with him, whatever, if you're creating a situation, like you said, the birds and all that, that's great because whatever you're doing together, he can even, as his brain sees progress, even with dementia, it creates a sense of happiness and fulfillment. And I think that's really important for anyone that is in that situation. And for you as a partner with him, and really just, you know, loving on him and helping him, I think it's just amazing that you're able to do that. And the thought process is there for you to do that. Dementia is something that a lot of people struggle with. It's growing more and more that we're seeing, especially here in the U.S. And there's so many things that we can do for it. Number one, you got to think about this. And I would encourage you, no matter what stage someone is in with dementia, that you want to look at this. You want to first look at, number one, is the kind of nutrition that they're putting inside their body. The foods that we eat every single day, they matter, right? Food is our medicine in so many different ways, and if we're not eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, then it's going to be hindering our progress as far as our health goes. With dementia, remember this, omega-3 fatty acids. I like cod liver oil. You can do it in capsules. You can also do it in oil. Depends on the quality, but you want to get about 14, 15 grams a day, but that is depending on your body weight. But cod liver oil is great because it has natural occurring vitamin A in it, vitamin D, and then, of course, the omega-3 fatty acids. Now, if you haven't had him tested, I would get him tested for the omega-3s. Okay, there's a blood test you can get done. It's very simple. Our team always does that. Our health coach providers do that on a regular basis. And you can connect with them if you need to or if that's something that you want. But getting your fatty acid levels tested is extremely important. And that information is important, too, because it affects every cell within the body. And that's why it's such a big deal, because you want to impact all the cells. You want to get in and you want to impact the body as a whole. Dementia, remember, has got a strong neurological component. But also, whatever you put inside your gut affects the brain. So the gut affects the brain. So the foods we put inside of our body, whatever happens in the gut, it sends those neurotransmitters, creates those neurotransmitters here, and then sends it up to the brain. So that's important. So as you're supporting that, omega-3 fats are important. Know the test results. That's the key. Now, the other thing you got to look at are proteins. We're in a carbohydrate-rich diet. And remember, there's only two nutrients, macronutrients, that we actually need that are considered essential. So we have essential amino acids. Those are proteins. That's like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, that kind of thing, protein powders, any of that. And then your fats, your essential fatty acids, which is what I was just telling you to test, but specifically the omega-3s, those are your almonds, walnuts, cashews. Walnuts contain the highest amount of omega-3s. Avocados, fish oil. I mean, eating foods like fish, you're going to get tons of omega-3s out of that. But your fats are going to be specifically more like the nuts, the avocados, and then things like butter actually are good for you. Okay, yes, I just said that. Butter is good for you.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at youtubenetwork.com.
Not margarine, not the fake stuff. The butter is actually good for you. So it's got butyric acid in it, phenomenal, does all kinds of great things in the body. But for this conversation, you want to make sure the fats are good and that he's eating healthy fats, not processed vegetable oils and junk oil and junk nuts and roasted in oil nuts and all of that. Like all the stuff that is considered not clean. It's not on the anti-inflammatory diet. If you read my book, if you have a copy of that, the anti-inflammatory diet will tell you and guide you. And if you haven't become part of our health club and followed through Healthy University and learned the basics, see, my book covers a lot of the basics, but then you get into kind of the next level and the details of things like I teach here. That's all at the health club. Go to the website. You see it there. So if you look at this with dementia, make sure that the proteins are good, okay, between about half, depending if there's kidney issues or not, about half to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight every single day, okay? Fatty acids, I always like to do this. Take the person's body weight, multiply it times 0.4, and that gives you a total number of fat grams that you should strive for every day. I'm big on counting your food, your grams of protein. I've been doing that forever. You know, being a workout fitness guy, I've always done that, and it really has helped. When I said, to heck with it, I didn't get the results I wanted. When I really tracked it, you don't have to be super obsessive, but just kind of knowing the ballpark, it really helps. With dementia, it's a key because you have to know the nutrition. Now, two other things. When you're looking at dementia, the other thing you want to focus in on, make sure, and I mean make sure, that sleep is a priority. Now, I'm one to talk because I don't sleep a whole lot, and I don't need more than about 5 to 6, and I'm good. If I sleep 8, I'm tired all day. It doesn't work for my body. But in this situation, you definitely want to look at it as a position of that 7 to 8 mark, because we know that when dementia is there, that the sleep patterns make a big difference. Okay, it allows the body to restore, and it allows the body to get to a place where it can really function at a higher level. Now, the other one, so important, is exercise. Depending on how much the dementia has impacted the person, you should get the person exercising every day. Because what happens is with dementia, there's a lot of sitting around. The body doesn't function well like that. The body was designed to move. So I would get him into a position where he can do whatever. If it's a stationary bike, if it's a walk where you're holding him, whatever that is, create a routine. If it's raining and snowy outside, look, don't come up with excuses of why you can't. Come up with reasons why you can. That's the key. So, I mean, go to a mall. The malls hardly have anybody in them right now. So go to the mall and walk. I mean, that's a great thing you can do. So you have to look at the whole approach. And whatever his doctor's doing, medications that he's taking, that's fine. That's great. But it's not just a pill it's not going to fix anything. Remember, medicine manages for the most part. So if you want to get to a place where you're helping him, being proactive every single day, that gets down to these things that we're talking about with these basic lifestyle choices and focusing in on that every single day. That's the key. With dementia, it has to be. But I just want to say, I think it's great that with what you're doing, helping him, create an environment for him, and just making it where it's a happy place for him. Look, dementia is something that a lot of people struggle with, and we're seeing it more and more and more. But getting to a place where you can really get in and help and get him to a good place, that is what it's all about. And so I want to encourage you to keep it up. Keep on keeping on and keep doing what you're doing to be an encouragement and a cheerleader. We need more people doing that. We need more people doing exactly what you're doing with those that they love, with family members, with everyone that's in their space, right, to step up and do that. I think it's amazing that you're doing that. I think it really is the absolute key with why someone like that could potentially either delay the degeneration and with dementia or even slightly improve, which has been known to happen. So I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I'm so glad. Thanks so much for that call. This show is all about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Remember, whatever you're struggling with, no matter what, okay, it doesn't matter what you struggle with, what you don't struggle with. It doesn't matter what people have told you about your health. It doesn't matter if you've been given a diagnosis like heart disease or high cholesterol or diabetes. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is our medicine. So the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have. And on this show, right here, without a doubt, I'm your number one cheerleader. I'm your number one fan. Our team is here to help you live the kind of life that you want to live. Now, I want to talk about stress. It's a big topic. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But remember that no matter what, okay, your body can regenerate. It regenerates every single day. So your past doesn't define you. Okay, what you do today is going to define you. When you hit a certain age mark, just remember the body works in 10-year decades. So that if you're 40 right now, the things you're doing right now is going to determine your 50 and on and on. Okay, so the main key you got to focus in at any point in time with your health is that you are in charge of you. It's not the doctor. It's not a pill. It's not genetics. It's not what grandma and grandma passed down. You are always in charge of you when it comes to your health. So glad you're with us. Look, we're jumping in right now, and we're going to talk about stress. Why? Because stress is everywhere. I mean, I get stressed out. Do you get stressed out? I bet you do. So stress is everywhere, and it's something that we have to focus in on and make sure that no matter what, that we're working on our health every single day, yes, number one, but that we manage. You ever notice how they call it stress management? They do. I call it stress management, right? Not stress avoidance. Because it's going to happen. We have stress in our lives coming from every angle, financial, relationships, you name it, work, everything, right? Kids and people dying and just the whole deal. We've got stress coming from everywhere. Work, yeah, exercise is stress, good stress. So, but nonetheless, we have to manage everything, right? We have to learn to manage all of that. The key with it, more than anything, are the choices that we make every single day. So I'm going to get into some things that can help you with stress. Number one is exercise. I'm a big believer. I used to say, oh, the guidelines are like 150 minutes a week, right? And that helps with overall fitness. Okay, look, pump that, right? Because here's the thing. The reality is, okay, that is what the research says. I'm going to tell you what Dr. Asa says about this whole thing. You need to be moving every single day. And I used to not believe that, okay? But in my own life, I have seen the impact of doing exercise. Now I work out sometimes 3 times a day. I've got an insane workout schedule that I do. Now, I do take one day off. And on that day, though, I do something. So I work out pretty intensely. But on that day, I may do cardio or I may do yoga. When I say cardio, I may ride a stationary bike for 20 minutes, which is not a whole lot for me. I may do a real light session of 20 minutes of yoga, right? And the yoga that I do is a special system by Diamond Dallas Page. He's a former professional wrestler. It's called DDPY. I actually do a version of that every single day. But on my off day, a lot of times I will do that as well.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Kremlin says it's not likely any documents will be signed soon following more talks with Ukraine. Those discussions ended without a ceasefire deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a third round of talks between his country and Ukraine will happen over the weekend. As Russian soldiers continue their march closer to the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, there continues to be a push by some for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby rejecting that notion and reminding everyone on Friday,
U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine. That includes in the skies.
Friday's jobs report is revealing some disappointing news. Average hourly earnings rose only by 1 cent last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that figure now stands at $31.58. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Student loan payments, once again, on the eyes of folks in the administration. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act.
The Big Apple is lifting some vaccine requirements for indoor settings. New York City Mayor Eric Adams lifting those vaccine requirements, saying businesses can make their own decisions.
Restaurants, they still can use their discretion that they desire. It's up to them. But the overall restriction is being removed. This is about giving people the flexibility that is needed to continue to allow not only safety, but we have to get our economy back on track.
NBC Universal announcing Hulu will no longer have streaming rights over the new episodes of shows the day after they air. The corporation instead wants to keep the current shows for their Peacock service. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
But it's good to do something every single day, and that helps to lower stress, okay? And it's proven. So number one, you got to move. Number two, the foods that you eat every single day, they will help manage stress as well. Now, I'll tell you, green tea has components in it when you drink things. Water, of course, is important, but green tea has components in it to help lower stress levels naturally. It's a good alternative to coffee if you're a big coffee drinker, because what it does helps to really support the body in a great way, and it has what's called helps with phosphatidylserine in it, and it's got amazing just overall antioxidants that help the body. Okay, green tea's great, but your proteins and your fats and your carbohydrates, when you're looking at stress levels, you want to keep them in balance. You don't want to have high carbs, low carbs. The low carbs are even worse. At this point, moderate carbs are the key when you're dealing with a lot of stress. Now, researchers found that beta-tropin is released when chronic stress levels. It's a protein. They did this at the University of Florida, and they found that beta-tropin is released when our stress levels are high. And so by eating a balanced meal that has good, you know, good lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, you know, things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of that, when you put that together and you eat that kind of way, it helps to lower stress levels in a great, great way. So remember, exercise every single day for chronic stress, and then your nutrition, and the third thing is going to be your rest. You have to rest. So even on that day where I do a slight session of yoga, I rest all day. I don't get on my phone. I don't answer all kinds. I don't do anything. I rest my body.
So one day, for sure, you've got to rest and then get good sleep at night. We're going to do a whole show on sleep coming up soon. Check everything out at the website. You can always follow me on social media. Listen, this show is about you. It's about your life. I want to do one thing and one thing only. That my number one focus in this is to help you realize that you have a potential on the inside. More than anything, is that deep down you were designed, okay, by the Creator, by God, which is what I believe. And you were designed with a purpose. You were designed to be here. You know that no thumbprint is the same, no fingerprint's the same on any person. Did you know that? That means you're special. The retina of your eye is different on me than it is you and every single other person on the entire planet. The hair follicle, if I even had one, got a couple, is different on every single person. So just remember, you were created in an amazing, amazing way. And so when you realize that you have a potential on the inside, remember that your health is the vehicle to get you there. So on this show, we want to help you become the best version of you. That is the absolute key. You can go to our website, get there. Of course, it's there on the screen. You can always go to our website and check it out. Remember that this show, we're here to help you, here to encourage you, to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Follow us on social media. Check us out. Everything that you do, every choice that you make every single day, it matters. It makes an impact on your health. Everything that we do on a daily basis. So today we're going to get, remember, the phones, you can call in anytime, chat, you can send us social media, email. We take all of that and we make it part of this show. So you can connect with us in any way that you want. If you got a text now, you can text, I think we're good, text on the show, and we can take that, and it's kind of like our own chat, right, and you can make that part of the show too. So we're always here to answer questions. People are loving going on social media now because I'm answering a lot of questions for you there as well. So whatever your question is, great or small, just know that you can reach out to us at any given time. Okay, go to asahealthnetwork.com and you can check that out. Now, I want to talk a little bit today about how sitting, which is interesting because I'm sitting, affects your health. Now, the good thing is I only sit for a short period of time here when we're doing these shows. But 9 times out of 10, when you see me, I'm standing. You go to a seminar, if I've got to go on a plane, I'm up walking around, you know, whatever it is. I don't like to sit. Be in a car for a long period of time, don't like it. It's not me. Don't like it. So I want to get with you on this because it's very important. Sitting is the new smoking. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but it really, really is. Sitting is the new smoking. They say that if you sit longer than like 6 hours a day, something like that is the statistic. If you sit more than 6 hours a day, it's like cutting 7 years off of your life. So it's pretty amazing. Like, we need to get up and stand throughout the day on a regular basis. So there's a couple things I want to talk to you about with that, because let's say you kick smoking. And I know a lot of people have, or maybe you never smoked or whatever. Maybe food's your thing, where you overeat and you struggle with that. Well, look, here's the deal. If you sit all day at a desk job, behind the computer, all day long, you do that over and over and over and over again. Even if you go exercise for 30 minutes a day, and you're like, well, I'll kind of compensate by exercising and get my body moving. Listen, it's not going to work like that. And it doesn't work like that. It doesn't. What you do on a regular basis is what's going to impact you more than anything else. And I can tell you that with exercise, it's a good thing. But you want to engage your body on a regular basis. So we're going to talk in just a minute about what it takes to get away from the sitting issue and how to kind of work around getting your body healthy if you do have to sit. Because there's a lot of people that do. You have to sit. It's part of your job. You can't help it. You know, maybe you're a judge and you got to sit there at the bench, you know, listen to all these cases all day long. You know, that's, we got to get you a standing bench, right? But there's ways to do that, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, because it's really important. I believe that the sitting is, when they say that, I really believe it, because I'm seeing it now. We got obesity now more than ever. People are more overweight, and with the computers and the devices and all these things that are coming our way, the metaverse, I mean, everything else, now we're going to be leaving our houses. We're going to be putting these goggles on and looking at people, right? Or going into this world where we're either standing or sitting on our couch, and we're in who knows where, right? Amsterdam somewhere, hanging out with whoever at a concert. I mean, that's coming. But the reality is, I want to get you moving. That's the key. I want to get you moving in a great way, so we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But we're going to go to the phones right now and talk to Zach. Hi, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was calling to find out what it means if you have a lot of protein in your urine. I know that when there's a lot of sugar in your urine, what that means in terms of diabetes, but you know, it's a matter of eating too much at one time, or if there's some digestive issues involved. Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things you got to look at, and here's the thing. Yes, you're right. With everything pretty much that you said, you're dead on. All right, so when you have protein in the urine, it can mean a couple of things. It can mean that your body's not handling proteins well, but most of the time it means your kidney function is not where it needs to be, or it can also mean that you're dehydrated. So it can also mean that you're at a point where you're not drinking enough water. Most people don't, by the way, so just so you know. It's okay. A lot of people don't. They don't drink enough water. And so you got to get to a point where hydration is a key. I'm a big fan of drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drinking 100 ounces every single day, I would start there. But a lot of times if you see color in the urine or when they do the test that there's protein in the urine like you're talking about, but even your own self-testing at home, if there's a lot of color and it's not clear, then you're definitely dehydrated, number one, unless you're taking some weird vitamins. And then number two, if it foams up a lot, that's a sign that you're spilling protein in the urine as well. And that could be a pretty alarming thing, because here's what happens. Let's say you eat a lot of protein in general in your diet, and then you don't drink enough water to hydrate. The kidneys are working overtime, and that's where the protein issue comes in with the kidneys, and it also comes with the urine, and that's why you're seeing that. So I would start with hydration. Of course, getting testing done with your doctor on a regular basis. I'm a huge blood work fan. Of course, getting a UA, urinalysis, and blood work is just essential. You have to have that done so you know what's going on in your body. These markers are very important, but there's some little self things that you can do, like I'm talking about, where looking at your urine and kind of checking that, it really does make a big difference. So I would start there, and you know, with your doctor, checking the blood, checking the urine, but then look at your own way. Like, go whatever you're weighing, let's say, you know, just take half your body weight. Drink that for a day. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink a bunch of juice. Don't drink a bunch of milk. Just drink water all day. Do that for 3 days in a row and see what happens. Because the research out there says that the water is a major factor for a lot of people. Now, if you have the weird thing about that is, and this is why I'm saying, like, get with your doctor and, like, make sure, is that if you have kidney issues, you can't drink a lot of water. Like, it's really, and that is true, right? So there's a certain limit, and you really got to, like, pay attention to your fluid intake, salt intake, potassium. It gets into a whole thing, right? So I'm just giving you the basics. When you have protein in the urine, it could be a kidney issue. So what do you do? Well, I can tell you some natural things it can do. The water's a big thing. But also juniper berries. All right, juniper berries have been used for a long time. That's what they make gin out of. But juniper, don't go drinking much of gin. They make juniper berries. They take them, and they've been really restorative to the kidneys. So a lot of times they can mix them. You can eat them. You can find them in a ground powder. There's a lot of different ways to get juniper berries, but we know for a fact that it helps with kidney health all the way around. And then the other one that to make sure that you're getting plenty of in a situation like this is vitamin D. Vitamin D can play a key role in this. Also enzymes and hydrochloric acid, HCL, which you can get in a supplement form, but it's also good to get it from apple cider vinegar. And that's, of course, organic apple cider vinegar is a great way. Tablespoon, 2 tablespoons a day with your meals can help in that regard as well. But I would focus in on that routine right there, because you need to know the source of it, and your doctor will be able to figure that out if they do some deeper tests. You know, again, urinalysis is a key, but also blood work. They can find out exactly what's going on with that right there, okay? So thanks so much for that call. I'm so glad you asked that question. Now, we're going to get back into what I was talking about, which is we're going to talk about this, how sitting is the new smoking. Look, you have to get up and move every single day, no matter what, okay? Oh, and by the way, go to AsaHealthNetwork.com, AsaHealthNetwork.com. Check us out. If you need anything, email me. Send us, go on social media. Send us whatever. You can go on Apple and Roku now. Any of those platforms and look for the Dr. Asa Health Network, Believe. You can look for that. You can catch our shows there as well. So much going on with our message and our company and our network and our studios. It's just great. So we're talking about how sitting's the new smoking. Number one, you got to maintain good posture. Notice that I'm not kind of like leaning over like this. You notice that I'm sitting up like this. I've got kind of a tall upper body. But your posture matters.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Your posture matters for your energy levels. Your posture matters for your longevity. Your posture matters. Because what happens if you slouch all the time, then it compresses the disc. You get these discs in between the bones, and that'll happen over time. But guess what? When you're crouched like that, it also lowers your energy levels because it affects your body, what your body calls the adrenal glands. So do everything you can to sit upright when you're sitting down. Okay? Everything you can. I know it's hard. But if you feel like you need to slouch, you might as well lay down. Because the slouching all day long is not going to help you at all, okay? Now, the other thing is, number two, is follow the 50-10 rule. And that means that for every 50 minutes of sitting, you get up and you walk around for 10 minutes. It's a great rule. I follow it most of the time, especially if I'm in, like, planes, like I'm telling you about, or in meetings or conferences or whatever. I always do that, 50-10. I kind of keep an eye on things. And you'll be amazed how fast 50 minutes goes by, or 2 hours or 3 hours, you've been sitting in the same spot. So you got to get up and move. All right, now here's another one. You don't like this, probably. I know your joints may hurt, right? I got a whole topic we can talk about on the joints. But take the stairs. If you have an option, and I'm not saying if it's the 16th floor in some hotel, okay, like. But maybe you take 4 flights of stairs and then get on the elevator and go the rest. Okay, you with me? Like, don't just say, I'm not going to do the stairs because it's 16 floors and all. I'm going to take the elevator. I mean, do a little work. If you do the work, you're going to get healthier. Okay, bottom line. So take the stairs. Stairs matter. Simple. Especially like 1 and 2 flights. Always do that. Like, don't wuss out and take the elevator every time. Don't do that. Get your body moving. You can use every bit of movement like that that matters. It all matters. Okay, that's key. Now, the other one is, you want to stretch your back. Now, I'm not going to show you right here because of the way cameras are on the set, but you want to stretch your back. One of my favorite moves is what they use in a yoga system called DDPY. It's an amazing fitness system I use personally, but the flexibility that they use, the moves that they use in that, you can find that, by the way, at ddpy.com. The moves, I use it every day, and it really stretches your back out in a great way. And there's some moves that it teaches you that you can just do on the spot. I mean, I'll be at a gas station pumping gas, and I'll do this move where I can lean over and stretch every bit of my spine out in a great way. The other thing is, the fifth one is, you want to stretch your neck. Your neck, you can move it around in circles like this. You can go down. You can go back. Okay? But stretching your neck out is important too. I actually do strengthening exercises. I've got a whole band system of how to work out and improve your neck health that you can go to our website, go to Ace Health Network, where our whole health club, health system can show you how to do that. But healthy neck is extremely important too, because you got to maintain the curve in your neck, lower back, mid back, all of that is really, really important. So I would encourage you on that to really, really keep going. I mean, because it's so, so important. Okay, when it comes down to that. Now, remember, don't forget this. Your health is your greatest wealth. No matter what, no matter what anybody tells you, you have a potential on the inside of you. And the choices that you're making every single day, they matter. Don't be sitting all day long. Listen, follow these principles. Good posture, right? You got to make sure you follow the 50-10 rule. Write that down. Go get something, get your phone, whatever. Put in the 50-10 rule. You sit for 50 minutes. I don't care if it's your favorite show and you're binge-watching Netflix. Look, 50 minutes, you're going to get up, you're going to walk around, you're going to pace back and forth while you're watching Yellowstone, whatever you got to do. But get up and get moving, okay? And then also, take the stairs. Stop wussing out. Take the stairs. Don't do the elevator every single time, okay? Don't be lazy. If you're lazy, you're going to have terrible health, I promise you. Like, you've got to put the work in. You are not 8 years old anymore and it just all works. Come on, somebody. You got to do the work. Okay? Take the stairs. All right. Stretch your back. Find a stretch that works really well for you. That's going to be a key. And then stretch your neck. Do exercises on a regular basis that can really stretch your neck out, strengthen your neck. Again, I've got a band workout that's very light but very powerful and effective. If you go to the website, you can find that. Get in our health club and health university, and that'll teach you those moves to be able to get the healthiest that you've ever been. And look, that's my goal for you. I just want to see you live healthy. You know, on this show, with our company, with all of our shows here, we want to see you live the best that you can live. And it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to do that. Like, your grandma can't do it for you. Your husband, your wife, your kids, your coworkers, your family members. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You are the key to the whole thing because you have the choice and the ability in the palm of your hands every single day. I love it when you reach out to us. You can always go to asahealthnetwork.com. It's asahealthnetwork.com. Send me emails. You can join. Of course, anything with social media, send it to us. We're going to make it part of the show. We've got chat. We've got text. We've got all of that now to be able to connect with you. Look, there's so many people with health questions now more than ever. I've been doing this a long time. But I tell you, you know, there's never, ever hesitate to reach out to us. You have to believe in you enough, okay? Don't just sit there and listen, sit back and hope everything happens. You have to take action, and you have to put in the work. Now, speaking of emails, we've got Amanda in Canton, Ohio that says, my dad is having some serious and painful flare-ups of gout. Do you have any ideas that can help him? Look, when gout, it's a big deal, all right? But it's also very, very easy to deal with. Gout is nothing but a body's inability to break down proteins. That's all it is. It's not some weird genetic grandma, grandpa passed it down. It's not that. Look, gout is just something very simple. The body can't break the proteins down. So what do you do? You've got to help the body do that. Number one, you've got to eat the right kind of proteins that your body can break down effectively. Now, typically red meat, although it's got good health benefits to it in a lot of ways, is not the thing you want to be eating when you have gout. You might want to have her back off and do more fruits and vegetables, or have him back off and do fruits and vegetables, whatever, for a period of time. You can get proteins that are really, really good in things like chickpeas. It's a good vegetable source of protein, but it's a complete protein because it's a pea, chickpea, right? Now, fish and eggs also can be well for someone like that. But here's the key. The body's not breaking down proteins well for a reason. That is happening in the gut. The gut health is not where it needs to be. That's the thing you got to realize, and that's like where we have to target, laser focus on that. When you look at gout, number one, you got to look at the amount of hydrochloric acid that's in the gut, in the stomach. So if, as we age, or about the age of 35, we don't produce the amount of hydrochloric acid that we need to, that we used to, especially if you're under chronic amounts of stress. Not that anyone's stressed out, right? Especially nowadays. So as stress levels go up, then your hydrochloric acid goes down, your body's ability to break down proteins, it goes down, and the cycle continues. So we have to get the body to a place where you can function and break down these proteins. I like apple cider vinegar. I think it's a great way to naturally stimulate the hydrochloric acid that's in the stomach. Hydrochloric acid, I love Bragg's. It's one of my favorite. I met Patricia, she's a sweetheart. Her and her dad started that whole company, but I've been to their farm and seen how they make it. It's organic. The whole deal. Apple cider vinegar is amazing.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.